Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and resident Brian Hutton with us today. And this is our 13th group leader podcast. It's the second in the series around team leadership. Last week, we talked about the overall group leader. And today, we're going to talk to a group leader around being the Bible teacher. So oftentimes, those are the same, but they're not always the same. So welcome Dan Renner with us today. Dan, tell us who you are.
Thanks, Kevin, for having me be part of this. My name's Dan Renner. I'm married to Debbie Renner, and we've been part of this church since the late 90s, about late 96, early 97, before it was officially called Grace Fellowship. We have two adult children, Sarah and Daniel. And Daniel is on staff here and currently leads our Commons ministry here.
Mm. Great. Brian, you have the first question for Mr. Dan.
Yeah, Dan, so tell us just a little bit about your lengthy experience as a group leader.
That's a really kind way to say that I'm old. So back in the day, I led Sunday school classes before we had groups. When Keith came to this church, he started this crazy new thing called small groups. We piloted the first one in our home and got involved with that. A lot of my teaching kind of mirrored where our kids were in their development. So we taught for a while in the original youth group that was called Seven. We did small groups, and we've gone through a stint where we helped out with the Explore class. Mm. Rothen may or may not be happy that I was part of 678 for a few years. And over the last 6 years, we've been part of the Commons ministry and have led a small group there.
That's really good. We'll transition just a little bit, but why is it important for group members to study the Bible?
I think it's important for a number of reasons, but, you know, just as people, we can get a sense of awe by going out and looking at a starry night or visiting the Grand Canyon or mountains, but only the Bible gives you the insight into God's heart. You can see the creation and be amazed by it, but the Bible is what gives us the why behind that. Behind God's actions and our existence. It leads, obviously, to a relationship with Jesus as the Savior of humanity, but it's also an incredible source of godly wisdom. It provides insights into ourselves, both to convict us and to encourage us along the way. So there's more things we could say, but that kind of is a short list.
Yeah. Dan, you have likely led hundreds, if not thousands, of group discussion evenings or Bible studies. How is it that you go about preparing to lead a Bible study?
Well, here at Grace Fellowship, it's not uncommon to have a leader's guide associated with a teaching environment. So when that happens, one of the first things that I'll do is take a look at our guide and make sure that I have a gist of where we're supposed to be going as a community and as a group. One of the other things that I do, and I know that I'm a nerd about this, and our Commons group would probably tease me about this, but I love the BibleProject. .org is where you could find that. Those guys have been around for a number of years, and what they do is put together short explainer videos, animated videos that are normally between 4 and 7 minutes long and can give some real insight into biblical topics. They have videos on every book of the Bible so you can get a quick overview of the scripture, and then I also explore biblical topics, so that's something that I'll do. I want to read and study the relevant passages that we're going to be going through. And I try to work hard to focus on less. You know, it's easy to go into every nook and cranny of a set of verses or a topic, but at the end of the evening, it feels like we've wandered around, but there hasn't been a main thrust. And so trying to talk more about a fewer things is generally something that I focus on. Don't judge me too harshly, but with the rise of AI, I actually use ChatGPT quite a bit to help put together discussion questions and get some insights. I've actually been kind of amazed how orthodox artificial intelligence is, at least so far.
I've heard that. That leads us into the next question, I think, really well, which is for the group member, for the person that's receiving your teaching on a given night, what's your goal for them? At the end of the day, when they walk away, what do you want them to have or do or be?
Well, I want people that are there to feel like they've interacted or wrestled with a biblical principle, truth, or a character in the Bible. I want them to feel challenged in some way. I want them, if we're covering specific Bible verses, I want them to maybe walk away experiencing them in a new way, some way they maybe haven't experienced it in the past. You know, frankly, people are busy, and every time they show up for a study, they're investing their valuable time in our group, and I want them to always feel like showing up and engaging was worth their time.
Yeah, that's really good. Dan, if you were to say, what does it look like, or how do we know that our groups are making disciples?
Well, as a, we're really group leaders, right? So we're not just teachers. We build relationships with the people in our group, and we get to know them. It's not just being the Bible leader. And as you get to know people, you get to see them change in positive ways is our hope, right? And that they mature in their faith and they grow. Sometimes, unfortunately, people don't go that direction. But you're involved enough that you can know how things are going and be able to intervene in people's lives to try to keep them on the path of growth. But I think that's really the key way that we know if they're turning into disciples.
Yeah, I love that. Well, one final question for you, Dan. Why do you and Debbie continue to lead groups year after year?
You mean it's an option not to do that?
No.
Not for you.
No, it's not.
Over the years, each of the groups that we've been involved in really just kind of turns into a small community unto itself. And you get to know people and invest in them as individuals and as a group. We're entering our sixth year of working with the Commons group. And honestly, it's just been a lot of fun. You know, our group changes a little bit from year to year, but we have a blast and we've built some great friendships over the years. And we'd probably do this even if we didn't get paid. Everyone gets paid, right?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Actually, I think we're doubling pay for next year.
Excellent.
Dan, thank you so much for your time and efforts, not just for group life, but just for Grace in general. You and Debbie have been wonderful examples for Tammy and I and many people, hundreds and hundreds of people throughout Grace over the years. And we just, as groups pastor, you had something to do with me coming here as well. So I thank you for that and all that you guys do. Group leaders, here's your action step out of today's discussion with Dan. Put something you heard him say into your plan for this week. So listen to this, maybe even a second time, and put something he said into your plan to study scriptures and plan and prepare to lead your group this week. Thank you all. God bless.